Good afternoon, everyone. This is Phil Beatty from Hartford City Church. I had a request to throw out a podcast today, so I'll go ahead and do that. Hope it blesses you all. Shout out to Connie. You know who you are. And I just wanted to share with you a little reflection today, hopefully encourage you and bless you. And remember to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, because it's getting really crazy and difficult in this world, and it's hard, but we want to keep our focus on the truth. And so I thought I'd share some scripture today, and that was inspired by a quote I read from Oscar Romero. He was the bishop down in El Salvador who was martyred, that sparked the revolution in the 80s in El Salvador, and he has some words of wisdom from this book called The Violence of Love. And this quote, I think, is really great. It's become my new favorite quote. And he says this: "Let us not tire of preaching love. It is the force that will overcome the world. Let us not tire of preaching love, though we see that waves of violence succeed in drowning the fire of Christian love. Love must win out. It's the only thing that can." And it really captures me, because I feel like the love of God is the most powerful force in the universe, and that we need to not be ashamed of preaching and speaking and teaching about the love of God. Of course, many will misunderstand love. They will reduce it to something that is a mere shadow or fraction of what true love is. In fact, the love of God is higher, longer, deeper, wider than we can possibly imagine, as Ephesians says. Paul prays that we might understand those things about love, because he knows that on our own, God's love is beyond our understanding. We actually need God's help to be able to understand how long and wide and high and deep is the love of Christ that he has for us. And if you want to reflect a little more on that, I encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. That's Paul's prayer for the believers who are gathered in Ephesus. And we do need to pray that we would understand the love of God and how amazing it is. So the verse I want to share, of course, comes from John chapter 3, verse 16 and following. And of course, John 3:16 is famous for a reason, because it's a powerful summary of who God is and who Jesus Christ is and what he does for us. So listen again to these words, John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict: light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God." Wow, powerful words. First of all, just that last part: everything we do, God sees. God sees everything. Everything. God hears every word. God knows everything. Of course, his one and only Son is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one and only, who came and gave his life to save us, not to condemn us, to save us. Because, see, we're already condemned. We're already standing under the condemnation, because we live in darkness until Christ comes. We live without hope. We live in fear that our deeds will be exposed. What we do is not good enough without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes and he brings love, and he brings light, and he brings truth. Those three things are inseparable. The love of God means the light and the truth of God. The light of God is his love and his truth. The truth of God is that his love has come into the world to shine God's light. And so today I pray that God's love would win. I agree with Bishop Romero. It's the only thing that can. It must win. And I pray for God's truth to be revealed, that people would understand it, that I would understand it, that I would understand the truth about who I am, about who God is, about who and what this world is. Because I want to live in the light. I don't want to live in the darkness anymore. So I pray and I ask God that He would reveal His truth. He would fill us with His love, that He would help us to walk in His light. So I ask you a few questions today on this podcast. Are you living in the light or are you walking in darkness? Are you afraid that what you're doing will be exposed? Well, remember, God already knows what you do. God already sees it. So why not allow your life to be exposed to the light and let it be transformed? Some of us simply need to stop doing what we're doing. We need to stop saying the things that we're saying, and we need to stop thinking the things we're thinking, because it's full of darkness. In the darkness, there's fear, there's anger, there's condemnation, there's punishment, there's guilt, there's manipulation. But in the light, we have true godly repentance, which means that we admit we're wrong and we're willing to change. And so I ask you today, are you willing to admit to the things that you know are wrong in your life and be willing to change? That's letting God's light shine in your life. And when God's light shines, He will fill you and flood you with His love. And you'll start thinking in terms of God's love, and you'll start acting in terms of God's love, and you'll start living in God's love when you're living in the light and living according to the truth. So there you have it. Love, light, and truth. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. Encourage you to read them again. Listen to them in the audio version of your Bible app. But be encouraged today and be on the lookout for more of these podcasts coming. We've got some ideas in the hopper. And we hope to see you this Sunday at Hartford City Church, 15 Vernon Street in Hartford, Connecticut. If you're able to come, 10:30 a.m., we have lunch afterwards. We are going to be sharing the gospel this Sunday and inviting people to receive Jesus Christ and to follow Jesus Christ. And we hope that you'll come and invite a friend, and we pray for God's work this Sunday. God bless you all. See you real soon. Amen.